Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Final hour of the Chad Harbin Show. Henry Lake in for Chad. Lindsey Brown producing. Vikings football. I'm pumped. I'm stoked. Everybody loves football. The National Football League is just a... You're not a fan?
I reluctantly participate.
Okay. All right. People are excited. People are going to be rolling out there, you know. Their wagers from, you know, coast to coast, playing all the different apps and whether it's FanDuel and...
That's what you're excited about?
Prize Picks. No, well, because we're in Minnesota. You know, you can play Prize Picks, but, you can't play, like...
I'll just go to the Chuck E. Cheese, the Child Casino. I'll get what my itch scratched.
How about you just go over to, if you want, you can go over to, what's the spot across the...
GameWorks?
No.
In Iowa. Scrappy Joe's. Diamond Joe's.
Scrappy Joe's. Diamond Joe's.
You didn't get to Diamond Joe just as is. You had to be Scrappy
Diamond Joe's to get your parlays in. But, you know, the NFL and specifically the Vikings, what in 2025 is the identity of the Vikings? Like... For many years, the identity of the Vikings was the Purple People Eaters. That was way, way back in the day. Mm-hmm. The defense, how great the defense was. Back in the day, Purple People Eaters and the defense. You saw those images of those phenomenal players, those phenomenal athletes, just terrorizing opponents in the cold.
Single bar face mask.
Just, you had to love it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when Randy Moss came onto the scene, it changed everything. I think that the identity of the Vikings and style of play and all that, and I know that the style of play has changed for years because now it's more of a passing league, but the brand became offense, offense, offense. Not to say that we haven't had good defensive players, because clearly we have. Okay, we've had great defensive players.
I remember the Williams Wall.
Yes.
It was a good time.
I mean, look, Harrison Smith is a future Hall of Famer.
He's been there for like 20 years.
But I feel like the identity of the Vikings right now in 2025 is JJ. It's offense.
Mm-hmm.
When the Vikings have been at their best, was it them being an offensive team? Or stellar defensive team?
I'd say a non-turnover team, Henry. That's when they're the best. The offense. So when the offense is running well and not turning the ball over, because you can run well and turn the ball over a lot.
That's a function of how you play, but the identity is, like, that's not going to be the identity of a team.
I hope not.
That gets to a Super Bowl
is
whether they turn it over or not. Like, the casual fan's not going to be like, okay, they don't turn it over. They're going to think, like, who is the best player? So, how do they play?
So,
what is their style of play? Like with the Eagles last year, their defense was amazing.
But everybody talks about the tush push.
Everybody talk and Saquon.
Mm-hmm. But offense.
And Jalen Hurts.
Right.
I think they talk more about their offense. Their defense kind of flew under the radar. But their defense didn't fly under the radar when they were beating up on Patrick Mahomes last year.
That's where our little first-round picks went.
So if you were to say offense or defense... Mm-hmm. In your opinion, what is the identity of the Vikings? I say it's clearly, and it's not even close, it's offense. Heck, we just brought back Adam Thielen and people are ready to throw a parade.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing we love more than a homecoming.
Aaron Jones, Jordan Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that we give, and I know with the state of the Vikings defense right now, that we don't have as many stars.
But they're
a great unit.
Yeah. As a unit. The Flores philosophy, that's where I want to say it's all about J.J. McCarthy, but I got to see a little bit of this kid's personality first. And let's not forget, he's got a baby on the way, too. This is a lot for a short
JJ
period.
Does?
Yeah. Yeah. He's
McCarthy?
Gonna, he's going to be a papa.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's going to be a problem.
Is he married?
Papa. I don't know.
Okay. I didn't know.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not saying it matters. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Like, that's breaking news to me.
Well, you're not an insider. But
that's why we have the purple insider, Matthew Collar.
Well, we can't all be Matthew Collar. We could just try. But until I see, like, several weeks of J.J. McCarthy, like, not just treading water, but making some steps, and that's still, we don't know. It's still the mindset of the philosophy, whether that it be Brian Flores or Kevin O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team that most of its identity is probably rooted in its coaching staff right now. That's scary to say with Justin Jefferson.
So is your answer to my question a non-answer?
Always. Or even better, a question
question. I feel like you didn't say offense, you didn't say defense. I feel like you said you're not really sure, which I'm fine
Let's
with.
Let's see what happens.
Because that's why I'm asking the question. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where we are at with the identity.
Right. Because we had that season a couple years ago where Kirk and everybody was turning the ball over early on in the game and just put everybody behind. It happened so many times that became the identity. Or maybe it was like 3 years ago where they had that game when Buffalo was here and I think they had a safety and then Eric Kendricks strip sacked and it was just like a wild kind of back and forth. They had a few more turnovers than were anticipated that last season. What to me that where the sweet spot is for a fan is in the world of no expectation. Because the more expectations you have, the more opportunities that team has to not reach them, to not meet them. And so I think you're more miserable. And I think this season, while there were wins last year and that maybe creates some unrealistic expectation that we'll just plug and play and do it all over again. And Kevin O'Connell is the greatest thing that's ever played offense and ever called offense. But by not knowing, I think it will be a more enjoyable experience. I think it frees the fandom a little bit to see what happens and not be like, why are we beating this? Why are we getting 100 yards rushing? Why are we doing this? Let's just see. The formula has to change.
I view this team, and I'm not sure what the identity is, but from the 612, okay, I got purple sunglasses on.
Okay.
But for me, the identity of the Vikings 25 is the coaching, KOC and B-Flow. Is the best coaching situation I can remember, and I've been a fan for over four decades. Yes, KOC has some fine-tuning as far as game management, but it's the coaching for me. So that happens to be the identity, I guess, of the Vikings is just – no, but I don't even think that's the identity, though. So there's a difference between identity and face.
Face?
Yeah, like the face of the team. Like
okay.
Like the face of the team.
Who's on the poster?
Like would be JJ, both JJs.
All the JJs.
A quarterback and a wideout.
JJ.
And then the coaching staff. But like, I don't know that. when you say from an identity perspective, I'm talking about like how they play, how they go about their business. To say that the coach is the identity, we know that already. Like there's elements of that. That's with every team. The identity of Pittsburgh Steelers football on the coaching side is Mike T.
I was going to say, we could talk about a bunch of teams.
Bill Belichick
was like that for years.
For every
and
team.
And we didn't ask any other questions because we just had faith in Billy B. We had faith that Mike Tomlin's going to get you into the playoffs and end up losing the first round anyways. We have faith that Kevin O'Connell can take yet another quarterback, Josh Dobbs, Kirk Cousins, whoever. You're going to toss that pigskin. We're going to run those slants. They're going to be quick. And they're going to nickel and dime it. And so I would say if I had to, like, put a metaphor for the defense, I would say it's a tsunami defense because it comes in and it goes out. You don't know how severe it's going to be. And then for offense, my goodness, I don't know.
From the 763, hi, JJ is not married, but he has a fiance.
Yep.
So essentially he is about to get married. And none of that mattered. I was just curious.
Every child is a blessing.
And she's due to give birth at any moment.
See,
hopefully
that's
not
the
on
other
Monday.
Thing. Baby coming out right now when season starts. And I know they probably have help and everybody else, but that's still a very new role. He's like 22 years old because he's young. That's part of the draft. So young, so malleable, hasn't even hit his growth spurt yet. The ceiling's unknown.
Oh, man. All right, coming up next, a once innocent game for kids and annoying for adults should not be played anymore. We get to that next year on the Chad Hartman Show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, Chad Hartman's got some tunes, huh?
I know. I chose the theme.
Oh.
That's what we do here.
Oh, yeah. What is the theme?
The theme today was in honor of my mishap where I almost burned down my house. And if you didn't hear that story, it's fully available to podcasts on the Odyssey app and wherever you find your podcast. I just did it. So we be burning. Not really. I don't think it's in Chad's iPod shuffle. It was in mine, though.
I like to rile people up. I'm probably going to rile some people up.
Yes.
More so the back in my day.
Is that Australian?
We should not be playing Ding Dong Ditch anymore.
No?
No. I think that that's and let me be fully transparent. I wasn't playing it in the first place. Like, back when I was a kid, that was not a game that I was playing.
What jokes were you up to?
I mean, I did stuff, and I had fun with my friends, whatever, but that specifically, Ding Dong Ditch, was not something that I was involved in. Running to people's homes, and it just, and it's nowadays, and this is the second time that I've seen a story like this, unfortunately, a tragedy like this in the last couple of years, where a kid is playing the game, and the homeowner kills them.
Yep.
So a young man, 11 years old, by the name of Julian Guzman, was with their cousin. They were at a family party Saturday night. They're hanging out. They get bored. So then they go and they start running out here, ringing neighbors' doorbells. Well, unfortunately, it ends tragically, because they ring the doorbell of a home. The boys are running off. And the shooter, the homeowner, comes out to the edge of his property. He lets off two shots. One hits Julian in the back. And, you know, he dies. And they do have in custody Gonzalo Leon Jr. That was the homeowner, who was at home with his wife and toddler. The boys knocked on his door several times. They ran away. And according to the report, the man shot once into the ground and then raised the pistol and shot once again in their direction. Julian collapsed to the ground, asking for help, and cried out in pain that he had been shot. And the shooting suspect, Mr. Leon, is a military veteran who was deployed to Afghanistan. Have you played the game? Did you play it back in the day with your friends?
Maybe once or twice. We were more of a ghosts in the graveyard group. So it's just kind of self-contained.
Wait, ghosts in the graveyard? How does that play?
If I remember correctly, it's dark out. You play outside. You try to... It's hide and seek, but in the dark. And there's ghosts that are haunting the graveyard, and then you want to stay away from them. And you hide.
When I think of ghosts... Well, I think of graveyards. I think of Porky's.
Porky's?
Yeah, the movie Porky's.
Unfamiliar.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is this something I need to look up?
I'm a lot older than you.
Oh.
Porky's. It's a classic.
What year did it come out? Hold on.
It's a classic. But the text line for the 612, as a kid, I played Ding Dong Ditch on a regular basis. It was a blast, especially when you'd have a homeowner chasing you through yards. It's 2025. Times have changed.
Yeah, there's no
texter. Change. Tell me when you played it. Was it the 70s? Was it the 80s? Was it the 60s? Like that. I'm not implying that there's never been a place for Ding Dong Ditch, even though I didn't play it. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that in 2025, we might want to find something else. Like it's dangerous. This is not the first incident like this that we've tragically to end it with a kid playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
Homeowner comes out and killed them. And the text line says, they said 70s. They did it
there
in the
70s. There you go. Everything was great in the 70s.
From the 763, the kids probably did it too many times to anger the shooter. What's too many times? Is it two dings? Is it three? Is it four? Like, a child is dead. Like, how many times is too much to go out and the resident, the homeowner, shoot someone in the back? Mm-hmm. Like that, come on, man.
Well, we answer uncertainty with lead, Henry.
We hold police officers to a standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Homeowners, a standard too. It's very unfortunate. If your kids are able to play that in 2025 and it's all good, I think the only way that you could probably get away with it now is if you live in a cul-de-sac.
And then you're going to have to answer. And you don't do those games to answer for your actions.
Oh, see, now this is,
I like the thrill of the chase. I should say being chased. All right.
Yeah, many nights in a row, that's too many. Like, I'm with you, Tester. Many nights in a row, not good. According to the story, that's not what happened here. So I'm just going by the story here because there was a party that night that they were at, and then they ran off and started doing this. Now, for the 612, how about this? Because I'm not on TikTok. You're on TikTok, right?
Too much, unfortunately.
I thought TikTok was going to get banned.
They just made it so they can follow you better. That's all they do.
For the 612, so there's some TikTok challenge out there that the kids go up and kick the doors hard a couple of times like someone's breaking in, and then they're running off. That will truly get you killed.
There's a challenge that they're eating Tide Pods as well. That didn't go well either. Kids, just because you see it on TikTok doesn't mean it's a good idea. Just because you can doesn't mean
And by
mean
the
you
way,
shouldn't.
The homeowner and Army veteran has been charged with murder.
See how that goes. What state was this in?
This was in Houston, Texas. Mm. Man, that's something. Yeah, it wasn't my thing. I never got into it.
Mm-hmm. I just, like, when I'm in danger, I hide. But some people fight. I hide or I freeze. Some people, they take action.
Well, what's the phrase?
Fight, flight, freeze, or fawn.
Exactly. You mm-hmm. just don't, yeah. You got it. You got it.
I got all of them but the fight part. That's why I was a goalie.
Coming up next year on the Chad Harbin Show, not everything that comedians do is funny. I'll explain that next year on The Good Neighbor.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Not everything that comedians do is funny. And I think that comedians need to master the art of the apology. I do.
What?
That is something that they're not good at. Comedians need to master the art of the apology. There is a comedian, and I'm not sure how many people in the listening audience are aware of this guy, but his name is Drewski. That's his comedy name. It's not his real name, but he goes by Drewski. Mm-hmm. You probably have seen him in some of the like T-Mobile commercials or one of the – I know he's done commercials and endorsements with one of the mobile companies. He's also done some stuff with, oh my gosh. He's been in a commercial, I think, with Kevin Hart. He's done the either Prize Picks or FanDuel or one of those betting. But he is this guy, a younger guy, because he's only 30, who he's made himself a name. He's made a name for himself in the last like 4 or 5 years because he's one of those guys that on social media went viral. Mm-hmm. Right, so he's not the guy that like came up in the way that like Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor and was going out and doing other. Some individuals just in life, they become a hit on social media, on Instagram, on TikTok, whatever, and then it elevates them into being able to go out and do the concerts and do all of that other stuff, which I'm not anti. I'm not. Talent is talent. If people find you wherever they find you, that's fine. He's a funny guy. I'll give him that, right? But his stick's not for everybody. It's not. I think that his best stuff is kind of when he does the, you know, young black male, you know, take shots at what happens culturally with black men, right? That's kind of like that was kind of like where he really hit it off. But he's expanded his brand, okay? And he's doing more. Well, he's, I don't want to say cause controversy, but he's been put into the spotlight because he recently went to a NASCAR race. And I love NASCAR. I've been to many NASCAR races.
God, you love people turning left.
And when I say many, I would say I've been to about seven races, six or seven.
Really?
They've all been at the Kansas Speedway, though. They've all been at the same track. So I've never branched out. I've done shows from the Kansas Speedway. I met Gale Sayers one time. He was the person that, you know, got everything started. I can't remember the name of the comedian that he was in Cars. I think it was Cars. He was like Gator Dunn.
Yeah, Mater.
Yeah, yeah. But what's
the cable guy? Some guy.
That's right.
Gator Dunn.
Yeah, the cable
NASCAR.
Guy.
NASCAR.
The cable guy.
Yep.
Met
Larry.
Him.
Larry.
Larry the cable
Great guy.
He was awesome. But Drewski not just showed up at a NASCAR race, but he was in whiteface. Okay, and I know some of you are like, whiteface? Yeah, he literally, they did makeup and put it all over him to make it seem as though he was a white man.
Not just white. He's got like...
No, he's got like the tattoos, yep. And the like...
A farmer's tan.
Like he's a redneck and stuff.
Yep.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
So...
It's a nuanced take on whiteface.
I'm not okay with this. Really? At all. And I don't think that anybody should be okay with this. 651-461-9226. As a black man, you see stuff like blackface, and you know the historically how it's been used.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never be okay with that. It's not cool. Don't do it. I mean, people are perceiving this as different. He is portraying a stereotype of white men,
mm-hmm,
that are attending a NASCAR race.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's cool. I think it's unacceptable. It really is. And this is the thing that I don't like about it, because they said that he had his he was painted face, arms, torso. And because I'm assuming that the majority of people, they have no idea who Drewski is, right? Because
yeah,
that's not necessarily his demographic. And he completed and this is from the New York Post, he completed the redneck character's look with a mullet, beard, American flag cowboy hat, and a pair of overalls with no shirt, revealing American flag tattoos. Okay? And the skit went viral. He's talking to tailgaters. Exaggerating a southern accent. He's having Budweiser's with attendees and blasting Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA.
How ironic.
I don't think this is funny. I don't. And I think that people that see this, if you are ticked off, I think you do have a right to be ticked off. I don't think that blackface is funny.
Absolutely not.
I don't know why whiteface would be funny. I think in the history of our country, blackface has probably been more prevalent than whiteface.
There's a reason why.
But I just don't find this funny, and I'll take it a step further. For anybody that questions and says, well, did you ever see White Chicks? I never saw that movie.
Really?
I never it didn't appeal to me. That storyline never appealed to me. I know it's one of those, like, I don't want to call it a classic, but I know it's a very popular movie.
Yes.
Even Cam Bynum did the Celebration last year, remember?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. From the White
choreography
Chicks.
Of yes. The dance battle. Mm-hmm.
I never watched that because just aesthetically, that just it just seems weird to me. But I think he rightfully is called out by some of his fans, and he should apologize because he put out, I guess, some people are all over him about this. Not everybody, but some people are. And he put out a statement, a very brief one, basically saying, y'all gonna cancel me? I don't think that that's helpful at all. Like, now you're trolling. There are people that are offended by what you just did, and you're talking and you're making light of it. That's why I say and said that comedians need to master the art of the apology. This is the thing, and I hate this, and we know that this is true. Comedians think that they are above everybody because they crack jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Just kidding. Don't take it personal.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why do comedians think that they are above everybody because they crack jokes for a living? You think you're better than you can talk about anything and nothing's off limits. You can degrade whoever you want, and we're just supposed to people in society are supposed to just poo-poo it because you're a comedian? Nah, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Like when Dave Portnoy years ago sat down, what was the show? It was, oh my gosh. He sat down, he did the interview with the reporter, and she said, "You've joked about rape and this, that. You think all that's funny?" He's like, "Yeah, I think it's funny." Dude, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
You think comedians are off limits?
No. No, I think you should. If you got something to say, say it. Just say it. You better be ready for any retribution that's coming back your way. Maybe I need more time for self-reflection. Because I have less of a problem with Drewski going in whiteface than you do.
You what?
I have less of a problem with it.
Why?
Because it technically it's punching
up. I'm not saying that I'm losing sleep over it.
Like, never punch down in your comedy. Like, we listen to Dave Chappelle talk about trans people all the time. You know, we have lots of comedians that will go into these stigmatic environments and say something and do that. But I think nobody's immune from being made fun of. And in moments like this, it's like, why are you pulling the punch for the white man?
The context matters, though.
Okay, is it the context that it's like a NASCAR stereotype?
But I'm talking about I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the comments you made about nobody's immune from a joke.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting over here with a rape victim,
mm-hmm.
I probably don't want you to joke about rape.
Right.
Because if you're Dave Portnoy and you're joking about my friend here that got raped, I might punch you in your face.
Well, there's joking about rape, and then there's not taking rape seriously. Nobody really takes rape that seriously in our culture, the collective we. So we can make fun of it.
You don't think so?
Henry, just look at all the backup of the rape kits that haven't been run. Just pick a city.
Pick a
city where they haven't run anything. Pick a city. Let's look at the stats about, you get arrested for it, let alone you get tried for it, let alone get convicted for it.
I'm not trying to go down the whole thing. Yeah, but I'm not talking about the numbers. I'm just as a human, I take it very seriously.
No, we don't take it seriously. Just look at how we're treating the Epstein survivors and victims. Well, look at how we treat the kids that.
We know why that is.
We know. Yeah. I'm just saying, we don't take it seriously because we take other things more serious. That we care about other things. And so, I have less of a problem with the Drewski thing. Now, if he was if the roles were reversed and it was a white man in blackface, I would absolutely have a problem with it, 100%.
From the 320, Henry, I'm with you. I don't think anybody should be doing blackface and nobody should be doing whiteface. And what makes me kind of angry about it is the black community says white people can't do blackface, but then they'll turn around and do whiteface. It just can't be a one-way street. It's got to be a two-way street. Otherwise, we'll never get along. I agree with the overall sentiment, but I disagree. I mean, black people aren't in mass doing doing whiteface.
Right.
Like this is a rarity,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the last time I even saw whiteface was. Was what?
A mime?
What was the movie? The White Chicks?
White Chicks is probably the
best.
And
I didn't
even
see the movie. To equate, like historically, whiteface and blackface aren't even in the same book.
They are not. That's why it's not a two-way street. It never has been a two-way street.
To me, it's offensive.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's offensive, but they're not even anywhere near balanced on the scale.
No, they're not.
So they're not really comparable in that way. But I agree with the texture, though. I'm not for any of it. It seems inappropriate.
Fair enough.
It does. All right, the final segment of the Chad Hartman Show on a Thursday, coming up next. Jason DeRusha is up next. Drive Time with DeRusha. Jason, you typically talk to Chad in this... I don't know.
Sometimes Chad can't really fill a show. He doesn't have enough ideas. Oh, wow. So I come in and do a segment.
I just wasn't sure.
On this day, usually I do two segments because he's that lazy. So if you notice the typical Hartman show, it's like lined up with other people because he's tired. He's old. He's tired.
He's taking shots in some fine threads, man. I love the threads I mean, you got. You've been shopping lately?
You try to dress nice to come and rip on.
No, I don't dress nice here.
Do I? Am I going to chop some wood?
Yeah.
It is a little. This is.
That's fancy for here.
Come it's on. A little. Oh, yeah. At this place, if you're like, I have two layers on, that's fancy. But I'm a layers guy, you know. Same. You have a jacket on.
Yeah, just
is that because you're
a windbreaker for speed, Jason?
It's for speed.
For his dynamicism.
Where are you now? You've had some hot takes this last hour. Ding dong ditch.
Well, yeah, and actually, I don't want to say getting into it with the guy, but a guy's responding back here about it. Where are you at with that? Because
was dangerous back when we were kids. Like you knock on the wrong door.
Well, he texts in from the 952. Yep. Him or her, I don't know. They say there shouldn't be any reason someone can't ring a doorbell. Mm. If that's what you're thinking, you're part of the problem. You don't come to the door guns blazing. That's insane. And I agree with them.
I agree with them.
But that wasn't the point I was making. I said, I agree with you. This is my response back. I said, I agree with you about shooting people and guns blazing. Like, that's extreme.
Yeah.
I disagree with you that folks should have the right to play on your property.
Hmm. Interesting. I wouldn't go that far. I just think you have to live in reality, and the reality is there is some danger out there.
Yes.
And why would you put yourself in that place of danger?
And no one's sitting here.
But there was back in the day,
But that was the whole entire premise of, like when we started, I said, man, this is 2025. And the person said they played it. It was in the 70s. Yeah.
Now, can we have any sort of good, wholesome mischief fun anymore? Like TPing, is that okay still?
I think that's the only one you can still get away with, and you can only get away with it like during homecoming and certain times.
Yeah.
Unless the police are called. Not speaking from experience, of course.
That's part of the danger. I TP'd a friend's house when I was a kid, and then we all scattered.
Yeah. And I did that once and I ran into a metal pole in the middle of the yard.
I was slow. Too, but I didn't get caught.
You were the sacrificial lamb of the group, were you? You were the one that was going to be caught.
Someone has to go. That's why they invited me. They're like, he'll be the one caught.
Did you hear the thing about the grandmother?
Yes, I did hear that.
What'd you think about that?
Grandmothers need to mind their own damn business.
Correct. Thank you, Jason.
And those parents were in the wrong.
They were in the wrong.
So I empathize with both of your...
The only lesson is that the kids get to learn it.
It is hard, man. Look out for grandmas. You know? I mean, like, my mom, she's a grandma. She's in everybody's business.
She's nosy?
Oh, hell yes. My sister called me the other day, and she's like, does mom Facebook Messenger chat with your friends? I was like, what? She's like, mom is like chatting with my friends on Facebook. I'm like, I don't know. I'm staying out of it. I don't live in your town. That's a you problem.
I don't live in your town.
Is what we call it in my business.
So, you want a fun fact?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've never FaceTimed.
Never FaceTimed? I have one friend who only FaceTimes.
What?
It's aggressive.
Yeah. Wouldn't be a friend of mine.
You FaceTime without invitation? Without scheduling? I don't. I'm like, you FaceTime me without any heads up, straight to voicemail.
If you don't pick up two times in a row, then you're on like friendship probation.
Wow.
It's just these are the rules of engagement. You know what your friends. You know.
Jason DeRussia, Dan Cook, Drive Time with DeRussia is coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.